A Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor sets sail for the Eastern Caribbean March 14th through the 21st. Musical guests include Paul Sebar and Tomorrow Sound, Story Hill, along with poet Billy Collins, plus all the regulars and more. Cabins are on sale now at prairiehome.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 9th of December, 2014. It's the birthday of the poet John Milton, born London, 1608, graduated from Cambridge, lived for 6 years at his father's country estate, reading Greek and Latin, writing poetry, hoping, he said, to leave something so written to after times as they should not willingly let it die. Worked as a civil servant, was in politics, wrote pamphlets about divorce and freedom of the press, supported the cause of the Commonwealth during the English Civil War, eventually got arrested, lost his eyesight, spent the rest of his life in seclusion, blind, dictating his epic poem Paradise Lost to his assistants line by line. What in me is dark, illumine, what is low, raise and support, that to the height of this great argument I may assert eternal providence and justify the ways of God to man. It was on this day in 1935 that journalist Walter Liggett was killed in Minneapolis, a murder never solved. He was a Minnesota farm boy, took up newspapering, made a name for himself writing about crime and corruption during Prohibition, bootleggers who paid off politicians, edited a paper called The Midwest American, and he used it to go after the Minnesota mobster Kid Can, Isidore Blumenfeld, a bootlegger, and also Minnesota's very popular farmer labor governor Floyd B. Olson, who Liggett believed was involved with the crooks who ran the liquor operations. Kid Can was a childhood friend of Floyd B. Olson's. It was on this day, 1935, Liggett spent the day at home. He was working on an editorial, arguing for the impeachment of the governor. A snowy afternoon, he and his wife Edith picked up their daughter from the library, ran some errands. He parked in the alley behind their house. He just stepped out of the car with a sack of groceries when a car with two men came barreling down the alley, a machine gun. And they shot Liggett in the chest as they raced past. He died instantly. His wife got a good look at the gunman's face. She said it was Kid Can, but Kid Can bribed law enforcement and witnesses. He was acquitted. Edith Liggett took her children to New York City. Floyd B. Olson died of cancer 8 months later. Kid Can moved to Miami Beach, where he made a fortune in real estate. And it's the birthday of one of the people who helped invent the modern computer, Grace Hopper, New York City, 1906. It was Grace Hopper who helped to develop the computer language known as COBOL, Common Business-Oriented Language, so that ordinary people could write computer programs. Here's a poem for today by James Wright to a hostess saying good night. Shake out the ruffle, turn and go, over the trellis, blow the kiss. Some of the guests will never know another night to shadow this. Some of the birds awake in vines will never see another face so frail, so lovely any place between the bird bath and the vines. O dark, come never down to you, I look away and look away. Over the moon the shadows go, over your shoulder nebulae. Some of the vast, the vacant stars will never see your face at all. Your frail, your lovely eyelids fall between Andromeda and Mars. To a Hostess Saying Goodnight by James Wright from his collected poems published by Wesleyan University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.